Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using april and renogen in hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Combine and BrainMake are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutraMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutraMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutraMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle. 888-212-8871. At NutraMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutraMedical.com. Welcome back. And we have Jonathan Gray here all the way from New Zealand, and he's the expert at the Before Us website, BEFORE.us.com, the top biblical archaeologist on the planet, and many colleagues you've had over the years, over the last many decades, that have done digging around the world and found archaeological evidence that the Bible is true. And we're going to go back to some of these major issues. If you want to get some of the most important information in your life, you want to log on and get the e-books, the videos and the other material and support what Jonathan's doing. He will be launching in probably a few months once he moves a show on our radio.co network. It's very important to understand that the Bible is true, and it's a book. It's the only book in the world that actually transcends time and space, because the author is God. The scribes receive the information from the author, and it shows that the book itself is not limited to time and space, which is pretty cool. It means God knows in the end from the beginning. To God, there is no such thing as past or present or future. It's all now to God. And one of the things he does, he demonstrates that in various ways through the architecture of the words of the Bible and even the archaeology that proves that the Bible is true, that God knows the end from the beginning. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. Now, Dr. Bill, I'd like to enlarge on what we've been doing the last few weeks shortly. But first of all, I think we've mentioned about the blood testing. When the blood from the crucifixion of Jesus Christ went down through the crack in the rock that was opened at the time of his death, it spilt onto the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, which the Ark, of course, was an article of furniture that was found in the tabernacle in the Sinai wilderness and then transported into Jerusalem, ultimately, and placed in Solomon's temple as a centerpiece of the temple. And it was prophetic that one day in the future, the blood of the Messiah would sprinkle onto the mercy seat, showing mankind that although we have broken God's law, all of us have violated that, we need mercy, and that mercy is made possible by the shedding of the blood of the Messiah himself, who willingly came down, emptied himself of his reputation, took the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man, and there on the Calvary cross, just north of the old city of Jerusalem, he did that contract of taking our place to take the guilt upon himself of what we had done so that we could legally be forgiven and eternally live. Now, the wages of sin is death. He took that upon himself in order that we could be freed. And when Ron Wyatt actually discovered the Ark of the Covenant, there were skeptics, naturally. I was one. The tests were made, and Ron Wyatt actually stated that blood tests had confirmed that the man who died that day and whose blood spilt onto the mercy seat, which has now been found, the lid of the Ark, was indeed a person who had no earthly father. He took an earthly mother, but no earthly father. Now, I think we did talk about the composition of human blood, didn't we, in a previous broadcast?
Right, we did.
Yes, very good. Now, there'll be skeptics who'll say, well, how can you prove it? Well, laboratories actually did testing of the blood. And when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, on one of my visits there, actually in 1995, the occasion, Ron Wyatt invited my wife Josephine and myself to privately examine the blood analysis certificate in his home in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is important for me to mention because it demonstrates his willingness to back up the truthfulness of his claim concerning the laboratory testing. Now, Henry Groover is another man who's well known in the world. He has worked and ministered for the Lord in over 70 countries around the world.
Yeah, I met Henry actually at the Prophecy Club.
Some of our listeners may know him.
Yeah, I met Henry at the Prophecy Club, yeah.
Yes, that's right. And he actually gave me his own personal testimony regarding the testing of Christ's blood. He says that in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship at the Southwest Regional Convention in Phoenix. He says, I'm reading his testimony right now, and he can back it up. I was at the table when Demos Shakarian, the founder of the International Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, assembled a special meeting with Ron Wyatt, and an attorney and a document specialist were present. And the purpose of the meeting was to validate the certificates that Ron had received from the laboratories and prove the authenticity or otherwise of the samples taken from his discoveries. Now, Ron had with him a blue three-ringed binder containing those certificates in plastic document protectors, and it included certificates from six labs, three in the United States, one in Jerusalem, one in Germany, and other certificates of his lab testing throughout the years. Now, one of the lab result certificates pertained to the chromosomes of the dried blood that Ron claimed to have discovered in the cave beneath the crossholds that had flowed down onto the Ark of the Covenant. And when Ron opened his blue three-ringed binder, the document specialist asked for permission to remove the certificates from their plastic folders. Well, Ron reluctantly granted permission to remove them from the document protectors as long as he didn't tamper with the documents or perform ink tests on the signatures. Well, the man removed them from the plastic and looked at each certificate carefully. And unknown to anyone else, he'd done his homework before he came, and he had brought along a large, thick book that was quite huge in it, and in this he had the names and data for all the labs in the countries where Ron had had lab tests done.
Right.
And he was able to look up each lab in his book, as well as the record numbers, and he had all the signatures in his book, and he compared them with the ones on the certificates that Ron brought to him. And he was able to also to validate the record numbers from each certificate.
Wow.
And he looked at each signature with a magnifying glass like a jeweler uses.
Right.
Now, when he had finished examining each one carefully, he said, I would verify the authenticity of these documents in the top court in this land. Now, this man was a registered document specialist in the United States at that time. And when Demos Shakarian heard that, he just smiled, and then he invited Ron to be the keynote speaker at the upcoming meeting. But
wow.
Demos wanted me to give my testimony of meeting Ron Wyatt. This is what the testifier said, Henry Gruber.
Wow.
And he said, I was able to testify and introduce Ron Wyatt to the convention. So
wow.
that's a pretty amazing thing. That was a surprise meeting. Ron was simply asked to bring along his certificates. He didn't know why. He didn't know that a document specialist was going to authenticate or confirm them false, but
right.
This man was able to confirm them as genuine.
Right.
So we have top certification of the blood actually being that of a man who had no earthly father. That's the bottom line. Okay. Now, we're just getting into something that I felt would be important there. Now, I had no intention, Dr. Bill, of ever writing a book about this, about the Ark of the Covenant. It was furthest from my mind. But I kept on having strong impressions that I must do something that I was not prepared to do. And that was stick my neck out and write a book, not knowing all the facts, and asking for God to actually download those facts to me as I needed them. And what this meant was, actually, my wife was with me at the time, and we would pray daily about this matter. And, for example, today we were going to write about write a chapter on the man who gave Jesus his tomb. After Jesus was taken down from the cross, there was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin who was sympathetic to Jesus. And he went to Pilate, the governor, and asked for the body of Jesus because he wanted to place it in his own new tomb that he had made for himself and his wife. And he wanted to make up for his lack of courage in the past. Now, being a member of the Sanhedrin, he belonged to an organization which hated Jesus Christ and wanted him dead and burnt on the Gehenna rubbish dump just outside the city, as criminals were done after their bodies were disposed of. And so here was Joseph. He sabotaged the Sanhedrin's plan, who hated Jesus so much they wanted his memory forgotten. Joseph, one of the wealthiest men in the land at the time, donated his own tomb. And this would, of course, give credibility to the claims of Jesus. It would make him look like a martyr. And this, of course, would anger and infuriate the members of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council. So a natural part of the story of the Ark of the Covenant would be what happened to this man who donated his own new tomb. Well, I had no idea. I didn't have a clue. I didn't know where to go to find information about this. The Bible story stops with Joseph donating it. And there's no more heard of him in the scripture at all. So my wife and I got down on our knees. We said, Lord, if you want this book to continue, if you want the rest of the story to continue, would you please give us the information that we need about Joseph of Arimathea, what happened to him? Well, Dr. Bill, you wouldn't believe this. That day we had to go shopping. I went to the post office box in town while my wife went to do the grocery shopping. And there, inside the post box, there was a large envelope. And this envelope, I was in Australia, in Melbourne, and here was this large envelope. And it had been posted in United Kingdom 2 weeks before and just arrived this morning. I opened it, and here was a letter from a school teacher in Britain, and this man was saying, Jonathan, I don't know if this will ever interest you, but for the last 20 years I have been studying the historical records concerning Joseph of Arimathea, so just in case it may be of some use, I'm posting it to you now. Now, the scripture says that before we call, God will answer. And 2 weeks before we called on him for this, he prompted a man to post the letter, which arrived the day we called. We asked for it. Yeah, right. That's not a miracle. That's not the hand of God. I don't know what is.
Yeah, it is, really.
Now, we had things like this happening with almost every chapter. Ron Wyatt did state that when he went into the tomb, when he went into the cave below the crucifixion site for the last time, on his last occasion, you may remember how we talked about during the discovery time, he found that there were objects from Solomon's temple covered over with dry rotted animal skins and then timber and stones.
Right.
Did we mention that?
No, I don't think we did.
Okay. And several times he went in there and everything was covered up, but he actually shone a torch because there was a crack in a stone case, and inside that stone case he saw the ark. And the crack, of course, was a continuation of the crack
now,
in the ceiling.
Do you think they moved the ark since that it was discovered back then, or did it left it there?
Well, I'll tell you something that's happened, and we'll answer your question after the break.
Sounds good. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned. Amazing information you can get only from Jonathan Gray, and beforeus.com, beforeus.com. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with Brain Power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutriMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutriMedical.com exclusively. Do contact Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutriMedical in your life. Vascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro increases the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Just before the break, that when we were writing the book, Ark of the Covenant, we did not have the required information that would be necessary to complete the book. And chapter by chapter, we had to call out for that information to the Lord himself. And amazingly, miraculously, it would happen. The information would be placed in our hands that very same day that we had to write that chapter.
That's amazing.
Time and again.
Yeah, so in other words, the kind of information you got became supernaturally into your hands, didn't it?
Exactly, yes. It was totally supernatural. I'll give you another example. Ron Wyatt reported to us that on his fourth entry into the cavern, he met four young men. Now, remember this. He had been the only person who had been able to get in there. When he had reported the discovery to a gentleman of the Antiquities, Dan Bahat, who was also a professor at the Hebrew University, this man had wanted to go and see it for himself, but as he got closer to the cavern entrance, he suddenly collapsed, and he was paralyzed for 2 weeks. And at the end of that, he said, "I'm never, ever going to try to see and the Holy Ark again myself. It's too holy."
Right.
So, however, only someone who is appointed for a job by God would be safe in such a situation. And Ron actually was the only person who had successfully got in at this time. Now, he reported to us that on his fourth entry to the cavern, lo and behold, here were four young men in there. And apparently, they were guarding the sacred ark. And the back wall of the cave was aglow with a moving rainbow, rainbow colours right covering the whole wall and moving behind the cave. And the cave had been cleaned up. The dry rotted animal skins had gone. The stones had gone. The dry rotted animal skins had gone. Yes, I mentioned that. The wooden covers had gone. And everything was without any covers. Here was the seven-branch lampstand. Here was the table of showbread. Here was the altar of incense. And here was the Ark of the Covenant, all in the same relationship together as they would have been inside the temple, had they been in the temple still.
Wow.
But they had been cleared off and repositioned so that they were exactly in the right relationship to each other. Amazing.
Yeah.
And Ron told me of this experience that although there was no longer any doubt in my mind that this experience occurred, I decided not to tell anyone about it.
Right.
Because skeptics will insist on evidence, and I can understand that.
Right.
Not until the Ark of the Covenant book was being written, but I felt strongly that to publish this, I should have confirmation, because the scripture says, in the mouths of two or three witnesses, a thing is established.
Right.
So, on the morning, and I can give you the data, it sticks in my mind, on the morning of January the 3rd, 1997, I asked God for the confirmation. Could I have the confirmation that day because I was about to write about it if he wanted it in the book. Now, bear this in mind, that nobody knew the Ark of the Covenant book was being written. Nobody. However, that very same morning, soon after my prayer, the phone rang. It was a friend in Queensland. Her name was Veda Kum Yuen. And she said excitedly, "My husband Daryl has just come across a statement in an ancient book, and it says something amazing." And she read it out to me on the phone. "Four heavenly angels always accompanied the Ark of God in all its journeyings to guard it from all dangers and to fulfill any mission required of them in connection with the Ark." Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That's amazing.
And would you believe, Dr. Bill, that not long after that, I got a second phone call from another friend, Dennis Stanley. Now, he didn't know that woman that had just rung me. He rang quoting a statement that said much the same from a different book. Now, get this, neither of these people knew of the other, but that very same morning, within minutes after I prayed, each of them separately phoned me, each of them quoting from a different book, but with the same confirming testimony. And in all my life, no one has ever rung me on that subject up to that day, and no one has ever rung me on that subject since that day. Only on that morning when I got on my knees and prayed that God would give it to me. And
wow.
In the mouths of two witnesses, it was established.
Amazing.
Is our God amazing or not? What? Yes.
Well, he does it to make sure that no man gets credit, only God.
Exactly. To God gives all, I give all the credit on this. And I tell you, that book was a book which I cannot claim any credit for at all, Dr. Bill. Although my name was written as a published author, I am not the author of that book. That was given supernaturally, step by step, right through. And that confirms in my mind even more that God is in this matter of the discoveries which confirm his dealings with man's history.
Exactly. For example, when I received the book Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon back almost 30 years ago, I was face down on my concrete, and God told me, when you know Hebrew and Greek, tell people that you didn't know these, you didn't even know where the book of Isaiah was, when people think you're wise. And I want people to understand that all of the credit goes to God, not some of it. And what people need to understand is we're moving toward the time of the end. He gave me a number of signs to watch for, and I see them now happening in the apocalypse that's surrounding Donald Trump and populist leaders around the world. I see it in the gathering of the hearing that's going to be the end of the month with Kim Jong-un. I see it with the international trade treaties like the UMC treaty here. I see it with the surveillance society building and building. Even under Donald Trump, it's still building. He's pushing 5G network. I see a number of things like his son-in-law building, working on this peace treaty in the Middle East with Israel. And things are stepping dramatically forward toward the day of judgment. And they're not slowing down with Donald Trump or anybody else in politics. They're, in fact, if anything, they're speeding up.
Oh, yes, they are. Most definitely.
Right. So people need to understand that, you know, some of these feast days are actually going to be very significant, because what God showed me back almost 30 years ago, that the Hebrew calendar is the timepiece that God's going to use to mete out both his judgments on the world when they make their covenant with death, and when they make their false covenant, which is in the Middle East, because they're holding back against the tide of a coming thermonuclear, chemical, biological, scalar war, and that basically God, the judgment's coming because of what we're doing. Look at our nation here in America. We had two states that passed the heartbeat law, so in 6 to 9 weeks, if the heartbeat can be detected, they can't do an abortion. But a number of other states, I think it's around 16 of them, are pushing for infanticide even after the child's born. You think that our nation is going to stand when even ancient nations like Sodom and Gomorrah did the same or less, and God destroyed them? Do they not understand that America, just like ancient Israel, tried to pretend that because we were raised by God, we can do no wrong, even though they're sacrificing their children to Moloch and Baal? You know, people don't understand this. America is Babylon the Great, and their tentacles of the international corporate structure of the U.S. corporation stretches around the world through finance and through wars and military bases and so on. And things aren't good. I mean, we're both a daughter of Babylon and a daughter of Zion, and the duality is disappearing. The face of evil is showing in America, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, more than anywhere.
And people don't want to recognize it. They want to think, well, America can do no wrong. No, from what I can see, America is doing some right things, but mostly doing wrong things. For example, you can guarantee that whatever treaty they have in the Middle East is not going to hold together or stop a future thermonuclear exchange. It's certainly not going to save the people of Israel. Again, a number of them, as they see the final day approaching, are going to repent. Like it says in the book of Psalm 1:3, will repent and recognize the one they killed, which is the Messiah, the Father that came in the flesh. A lot of Americans are starting to turn back when we see two states bring a heartbeat law, when many of them are pushing infanticide. Like I saw this woman, Tran, trying to push a law in Virginia, which failed by one vote only. I mean, when I see this happening, and then when I see you describing these supernatural events that happened around the Ark of the Covenant and so on, I realize we're really close. We're close to the end of the secular age, aren't we?
Oh, yes. It's going to be taken out of our hands very soon.
Very soon. I believe that the last real president of the United States is Donald Trump.
It may well be, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's prophetic. I'm just saying my gut feeling tells me he's probably going to get reelected because the Democrats are so over-the-top crazy. You know, you live in a socialist country, but the socialism they talk about in America goes way beyond even socialism in New Zealand or Australia or anywhere where you have a catchment system where it can be affordable health care. Because when America does anything, they always overdo it, don't they?
Yes.
You don't just get guaranteed health care. You get guaranteed forced vaccination and guaranteed eugenics. You get guaranteed abortion right up to the moment and after birth. I mean, we're only one of seven nations that does this, including communist China. So, please continue.
Yes. You asked a very relevant question earlier, Dr. Bill, and we'll get into that now. Has anyone taken the ark? Has the ark been moved? All right. Let me say something. My wife and I were in Jerusalem at the time, and this was 1996, about September, October. And Ron Wyatt was going to fly into Jerusalem, and we were going to meet and do some work together. And Ron actually rang us after we arrived in Jerusalem and said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to be late. I have to have a minor operation, but it's urgent." So we continued with our work for a week or two. And then because of our time schedule, bookings with airlines and so on, we had to continue. We couldn't stay there any longer than we had been booked for. But when Ron flew in a few days after we had left, he discovered something that had happened while we were there. We didn't know about it till later. But what had happened was this. Well, every time he went into Jerusalem, he would always go to the antiquities department. He had a good relationship with certain people there. Even though the antiquities department may now deny that, the denials are very rampant in Israel about lots of things. And in fact, the leaders of Israel admit that denials of sensitive things are common. It's not a safe country to be in, so they deny right. this and they'll deny that sometime
right.
for certain reasons. However, he had a good relationship with these people, and very often he would go to them when he arrived and with his equipment and say, "Can I be of any use to you while I'm here? Look, I've got this equipment. Can it be helpful to you?" And they would often say, "Yes, well, over there at such and such, we could use that equipment. Could you help us there?" And as a result, he had a good relationship, and they would help him with certain things that he wanted. Now, this particular day, Ron came into Jerusalem. He went to the antiquities department, and he asked them if he could be of any help. And they said, "Well, yes, Mr. Wyatt. As a matter of fact, you can, but it's not your equipment we want to look at now. something happened a couple of weeks ago, and we want your help. I'll tell the story after the break.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll be able to get to explore completely. Amazing discussion, Jonathan. We'll be back in a moment. Again, you have to understand, if you're not a believer, you need to become a believer quickly, because you need to cross-check this with the Bible and with prayer. But the truth is coming forward at the time of the end, and it is the end, isn't it?
CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now, your latest books and your latest videos, you give us an idea of some of the latest works you have. But you have a lot of things over the years that are really valuable and important. Give us some of the latest on your website.
Okay. Well, the Ark of the Covenant, I must mention, is a book that I can take no credit for whatsoever, but it's considered to be one of the we're getting reviews from around the world. It's one of the best books in existence. Not because I wrote it. My name shouldn't be on it. The name of God should be on it because he's the one that gave the download. And I would say if you haven't got any of my books, that's the one to go for.
When was that completed?
That was completed, actually, in 1997, but the information is up to date right now.
What's amazing to me is how valuable this information is because it cross-correlates the Bible and shows the Bible's true.
Yes, it does too. And it's changing lives. Families are being reunited. Husbands are going back to their wives, wives to their husbands. It's a book that's challenging people, not because I say so, but because that's the information God gave, and that information actually is life-changing information. And the Ark of the Covenant would have to be the greatest discovery of history, the greatest archaeological discovery of all time. I'd like to continue the story.
Yes, please continue the story. Yeah, we want to continue that idea that you
yes. Ron Wyatt actually asked them what he could do to help them on his arrival in Jerusalem. And they said, well, Mr. Wyatt, we don't want your equipment this time, but we do need your help. About 2 weeks ago, we're worried about the location of the Ark of the Covenant. It's near the Arab bus station, 20 feet below the ground, below the streets. That's the area that's haunted by the Arabs. We would feel more comfortable if we could move the Ark from there, where it is, to a better place underneath the streets of some Israeli section of Jerusalem. Because we're afraid that in the wrong hands, the Ark could start a Third World War. Anyone who thinks they've got possession of it might feel safe to start a war simply to take charge of the Temple Mount and whatever else. In ancient times, those who had possessed the Ark were victorious in battle. Not for any, I must interject this, that not for any goodness that they had or any fact that the Ark was supernatural in itself. The Ark actually represented the holiness of God. And that's why when the Philistines stole it, they suffered terrible disasters. The holiness of it is what counts, not anything about the physical ark itself.
Right.
Now, they said, so we actually got six men. This is what the Antiquities Department said to him. We got six men, dressed them as Levitical priests. They were soldiers, actually, but we disguised them as Levitical priests. And we sent them through the tunnel that leads to the... Because they now knew where the tunnel was. It came from the Temple Mount into where the Ark's cave is. It goes for about 270 feet north, outside the old city walls of Jerusalem, towards Skull Hill. Skull Hill, by the way, is the name of Golgotha or Calvary, depending on your language. And this is where the crucifixion took place.
Right.
And in the cave below that, That cave is 270 feet north of the old city wall. And the tunnel to reach that cave goes that distance. So we sent these six men dressed as Levitical priests into the tunnel to go to the cave and retrieve the ark. But they never come back out.
Wow.
Now, we don't want to go in to check on that. They were afraid. These antiquities men were quite afraid to go in themselves to check on it. So they said, well, Ron, Wyatt, you've always come out. Would you go in and check on, see what's happened?
That's funny.
Yeah. So they waited at the entrance, just which is just inside the entrance of the tunnel, which is just inside the underneath the inside of the northern city wall.
Right.
And they waited there, and Ron went in. He got no further than 70 feet. And here were these six men, all lying down on the ground on their backs with their eyes facing the ceiling, and each of their eyes was crossed. Their left eye was crossed toward the right. Their right eyes were crossed toward the left. And all of them were dead. Their eyes were opened. Their eyes were crossed.
Wow.
Ron, that was 70 feet in. Ron came to the entrance. He says, bring me some body bags. And so what they did was they brought body bags, and Ron would roll them, and they had a long rope attached to the body bags, and the men out there would at the entrance would be pulling the bodies one by one with their ropes on the body bags.
Right.
And they said, what happened to these men? Well, I actually spoke to a medical doctor. You'd know what it was, Dr. Bill, anyway.
Right.
What's the significance of both eyes crossed? And a medical doctor said to me, he said, that indicates a stroke on both sides of the body, a bilateral stroke.
Bilateral stroke, yeah, where your eyes cross because you get a stroke that crosses the eyes and affects the oxygenatory muscles. That's right.
Yeah. So these soldiers had been dressed as Levitical priests. Who did they think they were going to fool? You can't fool God.
Wow.
So he's actually, I think it's in the book of Jeremiah, there's a statement that the Jewish people will no longer save the Ark of the Covenant. They'll never get it. But no matter how hard they might try, they will never have possession of it. I do believe, however, that this is going to be eternal evidence, locational evidence. You know, when a crime is committed or an event that involves the police, they will cordon off the area to keep everything in its proper physical relationship so that it provides evidence. And I do believe that the blood of Jesus coming down from the cross hole onto the mercy seat of the ark is going to provide locational evidence for eternity. This may be one part of the world that will never be changed. That will be eternal evidence of what the Son of God did, what Jesus Christ did, his blood on the mercy seat. He shed his blood so we could be saved and have mercy. And that will be locational evidence for eternity.
Well, the problem with the state of Israel, and there's several different problems. First off, they shouldn't call it Israel, they should call it Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin, because that's what the Jews were. But since the 1,300 years in Babylon, the Jewish religion has become apostate. And we've talked about this before, the Sefer Zaira, you've probably read it, or the Talmud of Babylon. These are nasty documents, aren't they? Have you read them?
I haven't read them in entirety, but I'm familiar with
you've read parts of them,
the documents.
And even if you read a few pages, you go, you have to be sitting down and like, whoa, or you fall down. They're that obscene, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, terrible.
And what people don't understand, those who adhere to these are wizards, no different than Saruman the Magnificent from the Trilogy of the Ring. And people like Rabbi Schneerson, who's worshipped and considered a leader by the son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and of course, Trump's daughter, are believed that they're prophetically building the thing toward the peace treaty in the Middle East. I believe they're building toward a two-state solution that's going to allow the Jews to start their blood sacrifice. And it turns out And I found this out from my other sources. I want to see if you can corroborate it and see if it's true. But I have evidence that suggests that the actual temple of Jerubbabel that was destroyed by Titus was actually at the site where they're now rebuilding the U.S. embassy below the eastern gate near the Springs of Gihon, which the Jews have total control over that territory. So it looks like the U.S. embassy is being built over the site of the destroyed temple. Have you heard of that?
Yes, yes.
You have heard that, right?
Yes.
Do you have any evidence or information on that? Because what I see happening...
No, I don't, Dr. Bill.
What?
No, I don't.
But I've heard this, and I wonder if you can corroborate it. I want to research it further, because if this is true, Trump... And we've had Pastor Dr. Bob Thiel on, who back on Thursday in the third hour, and he is a senior member of the Church of God that actually sticks to the original covenant, which the church was originally called the Way. It wasn't called Christianity. It was changed to that by Domitian, who's a Roman emperor, who actually said they're a little anointed ones, so we'll throw them to the lions. So the word Christian is actually kind of not a nice word. It's a nasty word. A little Christian, a little anointed one. And people don't get that, do they? They don't realize it was called the Way for 300 years, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But there was scoffers who wanted to make it look bad.
Right. So what I see happening is very apocalyptic, and I believe the second term of Donald Trump is going to be the time when the final agreement, because we're very close now. I'm the whistleblower for the not only the Punta Huete, Nicaragua, but also La Orchilla Island, where I get visions 2 years ago showing the placement of hypersonic cruise missiles by the Russians on La Orchilla Island, just like Grenada back in the 1980s. And now we have the situation where Hamas, supported by Iran and Russia, have got missiles that could destroy Israel. So Israel's taking preemptive strikes against Iranian missiles that are within strike distance of anywhere inside Israel. And I guarantee you that Trump's not going to stand for it. And this is, we're getting inches closer to a thermonuclear exchange with Russia, aren't we? And with China. We're within inches. We're not yards away. We're no longer 2 minutes to midnight. We're seconds to midnight now, aren't we? And that's why I see the final straw, which is this Venezuelan situation, because it's one thing to send a missile from North Korea or from the Middle East or from even Russia over the pole. It's quite another thing to be able to fire it, and within 20 minutes, a hypersonic cruise missile traveling between 7,000 and 9,000 miles an hour can strike Washington, D.C. in under 20 minutes. It's quite another thing that you don't have the polar shift of near re-guidancing your missile to be able to hit the target accurately. And the fact is that we know this is the truth. In fact, published articles have come out since I had the visions 2 years ago in December and elsewhere, and even Putin himself swearing this. Now, what I see happening, the Table of Nations for Ezekiel 38 and 39 is formed already, isn't it? They're already laid right out there as exactly who's going to be attacking. And you have to understand that Israel is like a fig tree without fruit, because they don't have the fruit of the love of Yeshua, the Messiah. So they want to rebuild the temple and start a blood sacrifice. In fact, they had a blood sacrifice of an animal they brought into Jerusalem, and a wine and grain offering on the last day of Yom Kippur last fall, didn't they?
It's an insult to Yeshua, who is our final sacrifice.
Right, and in fact, I can tell you from what I was told almost 30 years ago, the first day of the treaty they're going to sign or agreement by rabbinic law, and this is the Temple Mount Association, they can only start their blood sacrifice and sanctification of the temple area, which is below the eastern gate of the Temple of Antonius. It's not in the so-called temple itself. That's the old Roman temple of Antonius, which is above the temple that was destroyed by Titus. That by rabbinic law, can only occur on Sukkot, which is, according to scholars, and maybe you can back me up, that the birth of Adam and Yeshua are calculated to be probably on the Feast of Tabernacles.
I agree with that, yes. That's my research, too.
Right, and what that means is they're going to tabernacle with Lucifer through an agreement through our U.S. president and world leaders to have a covenant with death starting the second term of Trump. That's what I see coming. Believe it or not.